Hello, and welcome to episode number 64 of the weekly Google Cloud Platform podcast. I am Francesc Campoy, and I'm here with my colleague, Mark Mandel. Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
I'm good, Francesc. How are you doing today?
Very, very happy. Very excited about everything that is going on right now.
It's pretty crazy. We are just getting into Cloud Next, and we're here at the Cloud Next Community Summit.
Yeah, so we're recording this the day before, so we're recording this, it's Tuesday. Yep. Tomorrow, when this will be released, is day number one of Cloud Next. So we thought we would join the community summit, talk to some people about what they've been learning today and what they're excited about for Cloud Next. So yourself, if you're going to be at Cloud Next attending, you can watch it or later on watch the recording on YouTube.
Yeah, and just so you're aware, this episode will be a little bit short, but don't fret, everything's okay. What we're going to be doing is doing daily episodes with interviews.
For the rest of our lives.
No, not for the rest of our lives. Oh my God, no. We're going to be doing daily interviews on the floor with people at Next, speakers, people we find, interesting people. I'm sure you'll all love it, so that you can actually hear about Next if you're unable to attend, or if you're at Next and you want some possible real-time information about sessions coming up, you can also listen in as well.
And if you are at Next, we are on the ground floor. We have a Google Cloud Platform podcast booth.
Yep.
So, and it looks pretty cool. So come say hi. We have t-shirts.
We have t-shirts and we have stickers.
Oh, yeah. Cool stickers. And we have many colors, too. Green and red.
Wonderful. Cool. So why don't we get started with the interviews we have today? We're going to start with a Kalev.
Yeah, Kalev Litaro, a good friend of the podcast, because we talked already about his project G-Dealt with Felipe Hoffa. So let's go talk to him.
Sounds good. Let's do that.
So we're here today with Kalev Litaro. Hi, Kalev. How are you doing?
It's great to be here with you guys.
We're going to be talking today about the Cloud Summit. But before we do that, why don't you tell us in two sentences, who are you, what do you do?
So I run an open data project called the GDELT project, which looks at open data around the world, especially news media, and uses a whole range of Google Cloud technologies to process this, to really try to understand what's happening around the world each day and to really connect us more together as a world, so that, you know, very few of us, you know, have visited, say, Burundi recently, to be able to bring the world together, see what's happening in Burundi or in Syria or over here in this corner of the world, to bring the world together so we really see what's happening around us and can build empathy and understand the world around us.
Cool. And I know you are a very good friend of Felipe Hoffa from our team, so you use a lot of BigQuery. What other products do you use?
Oh, and I love BigQuery. I mean, BigQuery is amazing to be able, you think about the amounts of data that I generate, the ability to look through billions of records, to be able to fold that data. So BigQuery is a huge piece of this. Google Compute Engine, obviously, make immense use of that. Google Cloud Storage, it's amazing to be able to generate a data file, shove it out to storage, and it's just infinite. If a million people start downloading that file, you don't worry about it. Most recently, I actually started using the Cloud ML tool. So nice. Cloud Vision. So actually processing global news imagery through Cloud Vision to catalog what's the visual narrative. Because today, most of what we do, we deal with text usually when we process the world. But we forget the fact that visual is so important. And so much of the news is imagery. So using Cloud Image or Cloud Vision, applying Cloud Natural Language. So we're starting to really explore what can we use of that to really understand the news in ways we've never been able to before. Did a number of experiments with Cloud Speech and found, you know, just incredible being able to transcribe across the world's languages. And so really starting to leverage all these tools that are out there. And that's what I love is it's really within the Google environment. A, it's infinitely scalable, but B, the plug and play. I mean, the fact that, you know, I could literally make an API call and say, you know, here's an image. Tell me what's in this image. Give me everything you know about that. And I don't have to worry about learning TensorFlow or learning all this stuff. But knowing that in the future, the pathway is there so that if I decide, you know what, I want to build a custom model to do this, I know that the infrastructure is there to drop that in and deploy at those same scales.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're here at the community summit for GCP Next or for Cloud Next. What has been exciting? What have you been seeing today?
Oh, I've loved it. I mean, the meeting all of these Google folks, I mean, especially it's a different community of folks than I typically interact with. So it's been great seeing these other sides. I mean, hearing especially, you know, things like, security and how Google has invested so much in allowing to create a secure cloud, a scalable cloud. Seeing all these different sides has been really exciting to me to actually hear, you know, from Google itself. And yeah, no, it's been fantastic here. And, you know, and looking, you know, to the rest of the week, it's so exciting to just, I mean, it's really amazing. As someone who has lived in the supercomputing world for a number of years, it's just amazing being out here and seeing, you know, the scales that, you know, Google operates at. It's really like time traveling to the future, and especially being from the Washington area, you know, it's amazing. You know, coming out here and spending a couple of days, just basically, it's almost like you're sort of time traveling. You're spending a couple of days in the future, where it's like, you know, here is, you know, things that you've never been able to dream of before, and they're actually reality available today. It's just incredibly exciting.
That's amazing. So before we finish, what are the single thing or announcement that you know about that you're looking the most forward to?
You know, there's no single thing. And I think that's actually what excites me so much about Google is it's really easy to, you know, most companies kind of fall into that, you know, that single thing where you say, oh yeah, they do this. You know, to me, I'm excited, you know, looking over the next couple of days, the talks that I'm most excited about range from, you know, scalability and infrastructure of, you know, doing things at, you know, quote unquote, Google scale. And the fact that that's actually a term, Google scale, is amazing. But I'm really and particularly excited about, you know, sort of the big data side, like what are the things like BigQuery and the things of being able to deal with data where you don't have to, you can, long story short, you know, things like BigQuery, where historically people like me, we had to limit the questions we asked to our abilities, you know, the tools that we could bring together. Where BigQuery, I don't even think about, you know, is this question tractable anymore? I just do it. I just get that answer. You know, to quote Han Solo, you know, from Star Wars, where he says, I never asked that question until I've done it. And, you know, I love that with things like BigQuery. So that's really exciting to me. And then the cloud, you know, the cloud machine learning stuff to see, you know, the future of, you know, bringing to bear some of the greatest, you know, machine learning or deep learning tools that are out there. And, you know, where is Google pushing that needle? Because it's exciting to see how fast it's evolving. And that's evolving as an API that people like me can access and do incredible things without understanding any of that math behind the scenes.
Awesome. Well, Caleb, thank you so much for taking 5 minutes of your time out of your day to come here. And I hope you have a great CloudNext experience.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here. And I'm excited about the coming week.
Thanks, Caleb, for such an amazing interview. A bunch of very, very good sound bites that marketing will appreciate. Mm-hmm. Such an exciting guy. Next, we have kind of a continuation of what Caleb was talking about. He mentioned that, you know, you can use many of our products as simple APIs like CloudVision. But if you want to, you can actually dig deeper and basically go down the tech stack and change things down there. And we're going to be talking now to Tim Kelton from Descartes Labs. They were showing us a really cool demo. It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing, yeah.
And it involves kind of using like Vision API, but not Vision API. Instead, what they did is they train a new TensorFlow model for the specific detections that they want to do. So I think that was a very interesting topic. So let's talk to him.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
We're now joined by Tim Kelton from, I always doubt how to pronounce it, is Descartes or Descartes Labs. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing really good.
So it is the second time we have you here in the podcast. But for those people that have not heard, have not listened to the previous episode, why don't you tell us a little bit about who are you? What do you do?
Sure. I'm one of the co-founders of Descartes Labs, and we're a startup focused on machine learning applied to aerial and satellite imagery, and then using that to see how the Earth changes every day.
Awesome. So I know you're here for the Community Summit, but you actually just showed us something super, super awesome.
Our cool thing of the week.
We're so pretty excited.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and what it does?
Yeah. So this is just launching right now. It's at search@descarteslabs.com. And we have many petabytes of satellite imagery that we've pulled into Google Cloud. And then we basically run machine learning algorithms over them to do a similarity search. So you can think of dividing the Earth up into really, really small little squares and then looking for something interesting like a wind turbine. And you might say, well, where else in all of this imagery are there wind turbines? And then what we'll do is we run that back through our models and run all of the satellite imagery through. And we'll return back the top 500 most similar images to what we just clicked on.
So I think it is pretty interesting because we were previously talking with Caleb and he was mentioning how he uses for his project GDelt, he uses CloudVision. And but, you know, CloudVision is just like a REST API and you can very easily use it. If you want to dig deeper, you can definitely change basically the engine of how it works. Is that what you're doing? Are you running CloudML? Are you running TensorFlow? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, these are TensorFlow models. And basically, we extract a feature vector for each of those little tiny scenes that we see all over the Earth. And that has a unique signature. And then we rank them. We do a similarity and which other features anywhere else in the Earth are similar. So it's something you could never scale. You can never hire a thousand people to just rank every single pixel all over the world and say, how similar is this to this? You know, you have to automate it and have to use something like TensorFlow.
And I saw on the demo that, the actual app that you can scale in and out visually from like America or China or basically sort of other nations. I believe you're using Google Cloud Storage for that. Is that what's happening there?
Yeah, under the hood, we could never attach enough PD disks to a single VM to store all of that imagery. So we had to have another solution. So we're actually storing all of the compressed and tiled imagery in Google Cloud Storage. And then we have a layer on top of that called Festivus, and that's a file system layer on top of object storage, and that allows us system level access to just as if it was native disk. And that's really, we can only do that because cloud storage is just so fast returning back the objects.
Cool. I'm actually curious about two things. First, is Festivus, I don't know how to pronounce it correctly, but Festivus, is that open source by any chance?
No, it's just something we built. Actually, our CTO wrote all the code like over a weekend pretty much and nice. got it all to run really well. And it's just been this really core part of our infrastructure, getting it to scale. And we're still a pretty small company focused on, you know, building products right now.
Cool. And the second one was, how are you actually managing this? You said there was petabytes of data and you zoom in and it just works. Like, is there some magic going on or just because, you know, cloud storage is fast?
Well, under the hood, yeah, we're storing lots of, we have a fairly sophisticated processing pipeline to get all the images in and have them all correct and be really uniform and have a real nice API in front of it. But then in front of that, to serve it, we have GKE clusters and managed instance group clusters that we horizontally scale. And then you have front-end load balancers that are in front of those instance groups and GKE clusters.
Sounds like something we might want to do a full episode on at some point soon.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think so. So if people are attending Next or possibly looking out for recordings later on, I believe Descartes Labs has two sessions at Next this year.
Sure. If you want to learn more about Festivus and how we're doing using Google Cloud Storage at large scale, there's a session in its IO 242. That's on Thursday at, I think, 5:30. And then my session is talking about Postgres and how we use Postgres. And that's on, I think that's IO 235 on Thursday at 1:20 or 1:30, something like that.
Perfect. We have links to the demos and your sessions on the show notes. And those sessions will be recorded. So if you're not attending Next, don't worry, because you can watch them later on YouTube.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us here in our little area at the Community Summit. And thanks for joining us at Next.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Next up, we are talking to Veronica Lopez, a good friend of Francesca, especially because she writes a lot of Go.
Yeah, she writes a lot of Go, and also she's awesome. So yeah, we're going to be talking to her about all the cool things that she's excited for Cloud Next and the cool things that she saw today at the Community Summit.
Excellent. Let's go do that.
So I'm very happy to welcome Veronica Lopez to the podcast. How are you doing, Veronica?
I'm fine.
why don't you tell us for some, like, it is weird, but there's people that do not know who you are. Why
Crazy.
Don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Veronica Lopez. Veronica Lopez.
Veronica Lopez.
And I'm a software engineer. I used to be a physicist, and I want to be a physicist again at some point. But for now, I'm a software engineer, and I used to write mobile apps with Android, and now I write Go. And I'm trying to learn Elixir.
Ooh,
nice.
Nice.
So we are today at the Community Summit for Cloud Next. And we just finished basically with most of the meetings. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? What was the best part for you?
Oh, the best part for me was the unconference part, where we got to go to different rooms and talk to experts about different stuff. And in my case, I chose the machine learning room, where people, even though they have lots of experiences and backgrounds, were, I don't know, in taking baby steps in the subject. And everyone had a lot of questions. And I honestly thought that I was the only ignorant person in the room, but it wasn't the case. But it was a positive thing, because everyone started talking and asking genuine questions. And I didn't ask anything because they had my very same questions. So nice. It was interesting. And I don't know, they were concerned about how machine learning, how not to lie to people with machine learning, how it is very easy to do that. And that started like dancing in my mind. And now I'm very worried about that, and yeah.
That sounds very interesting. Who was the expert managing the session? Do you remember?
I don't remember his name, but...
Okay, that's fine.
He was good. If you had to get like one takeaway for anyone who's listening who wasn't obviously able to attend, what would that one takeaway be about that you got from that session?
Well, in general, the knowledge that I got from it, but how Google makes it, well, TensorFlow makes it super, not easy, but approachable for people to get into machine learning stuff. And how, well, another thing was that concerning, well, regarding this issue of how not to lie to people with machine learning and big data stuff, our conclusion was that you have to use as many tools as possible, not use only TensorFlow, sorry, and not just math models and not just algorithms, but all of them together to get to reliable conclusion.
Cool. So tomorrow is the first actual day of Google Cloud Next. Are you excited about any specific session?
Yeah, yours.
Thank you.
Do we pay her for that? Is that how that happens?
I don't know. I'm going to buy her a beer later.
What are you excited about Frances' session for?
I am excited about learning how to use the Google tools. I know that sounds very general and as if you paid me, but but it's genuine, because I've had the chance to work with Google Cloud Platform in so many ways, like for the continuous integration stuff, for the storage stuff, and many, many things. In TensorFlow, I was trying to play with it. But a lot of times, you have so many things to do with it that you, well, at least in my case, I didn't know how to proceed and what to do. And most important of all, like how to really take advantage of this tool. So I am really looking forward to getting to know from the experts how to really take advantage of all of these resources.
Yeah, we're going to have the Meet the Experts booths. I think they're all around next. And also on top of that, there's a bunch of code labs that people can go and play with. So I hope that you enjoy those.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, Veronica, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope you enjoy Cloud Next.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone who joined us today inside our little room, our podcast booth here at the Community Summit. It was so nice that you could join us. Really excited to be doing daily episodes. It's going to be really cool doing this on the floor. So rather than seeing you all next week, we'll see you all tomorrow.
Yep. Talk to you all tomorrow.